You're listening to WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb that was slain. We bless the Lord for what he's doing in this season. We thank the Lord for bringing us here another Saturday evening to continue in the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are still in the gospel writings of Matthew, and we continue in Matthew 24 as Jesus keep giving us the signs of his coming and that we should be ready, prepared for him. So we are going to continue from where we left off last week in verse 39. And the word tells us, and they did not know until the flood came. Jesus was speaking of Noah. As was in the days of Noah, so shall it be now. And we see, people of God, the same thing is happening. History repeating itself. People are just caught up in all the things of this life, in all the things of the world, eating, drinking, marrying, giving into marriage, and doing all these things to gratify the flesh, and did not know that what Noah was preaching was really going to come through. And so many times we preach the gospel and people just cast deaf ears to what we are saying and not showing any interest. And the same thing is happening now. And we also have to continue to do what God has called us to do, knowing that God is able in his time to change the hearts of men. But we have to understand that as the same thing that was happening in Noah's days, the same thing is happening now. And Jesus said in verse 39, they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Let us pray and begin. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your love, for your grace, for your mercies. We thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. We thank you for your people who have taken the time out, O God, to hear your word. We thank you for those that are saved, O God. I pray that they will continue to grow in grace and knowledge of you, our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to a saving knowledge of who you are. Father God, I pray that you will open their hearts to receive you, mighty God, that they will know, mighty God, that they have to be ready for your coming. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus, as your words go forth, that their hearts, O God, will be pricked, O God Almighty. You will bring forth conviction, O God Almighty, and convert them, Holy Spirit, for you are able to do exceedingly abundantly than we ask, I think, O God. So we look to you today, and we just thank you for this privilege to bring forth your word. We thank you that faith comes by hearing, hearing by your word. And we thank you that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we bless you, we honor you, and we give you glory. We look to you, Holy Spirit, for guidance this evening. Guide us into all truth so that we can go forth in holiness to do your will. Father, we just thank you right now for all that you have done and all that you are doing. Thank you for revelation knowledge, oh God, that your people will be prepared, willing, and ready, oh God, to do your will and waiting for your coming. Lord, we bless you, we praise you, and honor you forever. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Bless God. So we see in Matthew 24:39, the word said, they did not know until the flood came. So Jesus was speaking of the time of Noah, and the flood came and took them away. So also will this coming of the Son of Man be. And people of God, the word of God tells us, Jesus tells us, that the broad road leads to destruction and the narrow road leads to life eternal. But there are few on the narrow road. And we see, people of God, in Noah's days, there were only 8 souls that were saved in the ark. Only 8 souls, people of God. That is saying something. We must stop and look into the word. Only 8 souls. Noah and his family. Noah, his wife, his 3 sons and their 3 wives. 8 of them were saved from all the people that were up on the earth at that time. So we have to understand, people of God, Jesus tells us that few are on the road to life eternal. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. And narrow is the road that leads to life eternal. But few there be on it. Few on this road, Jesus said. As was in the days of Noah, it was only few in the ark. People of God, let us be sure, let us be certain that we are in Christ. Christ is the ark. Christ is now, people of God, represented as the ark. We see in those days the ark was a shadow of who was to come. And Christ has come, people of God. And we must be in him. He said, abide in me. And let my words abide in you. You ask what you will, it shall be done. We are to be in him. The word of God says that those who are alive and remain how? Remain in him. Remain in fellowship with Christ shall be caught up to meet him in the air. So we have to come to understand that we have to be in Christ. We have to be in him. We have to understand the people did not know until the flood came and took them away. Only 8 souls were saved. People of God, is something that we must think about. Only 8 souls were saved in the time of Noah. And Jesus referred to the time of Noah. As was in the days of Noah, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. People of God, we have to understand this truth. People were just living it up, thinking they were living it up. But they were dying in their sinful state and thought they were living it up. So we have to understand the same thing is happening now. People don't want the things of God. But we have to continue to proclaim the good news. We have to continue to sow the seed of the word. The word is spirit and it is life. So we have to know, people of God, that we have to do what God has called us to do. Because we know, we see the signs of the time. And we know that the coming of the Lord is near. Jesus said, I'm at the door. We have to be ready. We have to be willing, people of God, to go when Jesus said, go and preach the gospel. Preach the word. Teach the word. Tell others about Jesus. And live the life that reflects that Jesus is Lord of our lives. So we see, people of God, Noah warned. The people did not take heed to the warning. They chose not to believe the word of God that was coming from Noah. And so many chose now not to believe the word that is coming to them from different sources, different medium. But when the flood came in Noah's days, they realized that destruction has come. It was too late. Too late was their cry. People of God, we don't want too late to be our cry. We want to be ready for the coming of the Lord. We're going to refer to 1 Thessalonians 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 11. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 to 11. Where the word of God said, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so come as a thief in the night. Paul was writing to the Thessalonian brethren. He said, you know perfectly well that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Verse 3, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them as labor pain upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. When the world think that it's peace and safety, sudden destruction will come. Christ will come back, people of God, to judge the world. So we have to understand, Paul said, just as a woman who is going into labor, when she thinks not that labor pain comes on, sometimes she's going about her business and there comes that labor pain so suddenly, so quickly. So we have to understand, and they shall not escape. Paul said, but you brethren, you who are of Christ, you the saints of God, you are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are not in darkness. So we as God's people, we are in the light. And the word, people of God, is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Are we using God's word to enlighten us as we go along the journey? But you, brethren, are not in darkness, Paul said. So Paul was reminding them that they are not in darkness. They were once in darkness before they came to Christ. But now they are in the light of Christ's word. So that this day should overtake you as a thief. So you must know that you are not in darkness. So that when this day come, it will not overtake you. It will not come upon you unaware, because you are aware that the coming of the Lord is near. We don't want the day to overtake us as a thief in the night. When a thief is coming, the thief does not warn us. But God has already told us in his word that he is coming back. And when we see these signs, people of God, we must understand that his coming is near. So the word of God continues. You are all sons of light. Paul continues to speak to the Thessalonians. And the same word is for us today. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. We are not of the sinful one. Therefore, let us not sleep. Let us not sleep as others do. But let us watch and be sober. Be alert, people of God. Watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunken at night. So when we are in the day, when we are in the light, people of God, we don't walk like those who are in darkness. Those who are in darkness are always sleeping. They don't know what hour it is. They are always drunk. They are not sober. But we who are of the light are sober. We should be sober-minded, people of God. But let us who are of the day be sober, Paul continues to speak, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Are we expecting our Savior? Are we living a life each day expecting our Savior to come? For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not God's appointment for us, people of God, to die and go to hell. No. He appoints us to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of God tells us in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Whether we wake or sleep, people of God, the word tells us, those who are dead in Christ shall arise first, and those who are alive and remain. So whether awake or sleep, we will be with him. People of God, what a consolation. We should all be rejoicing. Whether we are asleep or whether we are awake, whether we are dead or alive, we shall be with him. For the word tells us the dead in Christ shall rise first. And those who are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet Christ in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So Paul continues in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11. He said, therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. So he was commending the Thessalonian brethren to continue to comfort one another and edify one another, just as you are doing now. Continue to do it. And we as God's people, people of God, must understand this word. It's for us today. Comfort one another. Edify one another. Let us build up one another. Let us be there for one another, to encourage one another on the journey, just as we are doing now. Let us not be weary in well-doing, but continue, people of God, in the word of God, knowing that the coming of the Lord is near. We don't want to be like the people in the days of Noah, who were not taking heed to the message that was coming forth, but they were just living up their life, living wantonly, living according to the world. We don't want to be living according to the world, people of God. We want to be living according to the word of God. We want to be living Christ-like. We don't want to love the world and the things of the world. Those people in Noah's days, they loved the world and the things of the world. As Jesus said, they were all eating and drinking and marrying and giving into marriage and just enjoying, think that they were enjoying life, but not thinking about their souls. But we cannot love the world and the things of the world. For the word of God tells us in 1 John 2:15-17, it said, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. If we love the world, people of God, the love of the Father is not in him. Christ is not in us. And Jesus tells us, abide in me and let my word abide in you. So we have to understand and know if we are abiding in Christ and if his word is in us. So if anyone loves the world, if any of us who are listening this evening love the world, love the things of the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. It's the word of God that says so, people of God. For all that is in the world, look at what verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The lust of the flesh. So we can now assess ourselves and to know if we are truly living in the world and living and loving the things of the world. It tells us what the world system consists of. The lust of the flesh. So we see in Noah's days, these people were just gratifying the flesh, eating, drinking, and doing all these manner of evil. And they were just gratifying the flesh. They were worldly. So we see, people of God, what comprise the world system, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. We were just going after things, just covetous. Everything that we see, we want. So we just keep going and we want more and more and more. No matter how much you have, you don't feel satisfied. There's no contentment in your soul because Jesus is not residing there. So you continue to go for more and more and more material things, not knowing that all of these material things are temporal, but the things of God are eternal. So we have to come to understand, people of God, and know what is top priority in our lives. Our whole life must be centered and pleasing God, living for God, loving Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And when we love God with every fiber of our being, people of God, we will not love the world. So the world system, as we were saying, consists of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. The pride of life saying, I am my own master. I don't need God. That's what happened when we become proud people. We allow the pride of life to take us over where we don't want to be accountable to God. We want to be our own God. Humanism has taken over where we become our own God. We don't give account to no one. We are our own master. We do as we please. So that's how the world system works. And people of God, when Noah was there preaching and to those people, they did not take it seriously. They want to be their own God. Why should we listen to God? And the word is coming to us today, people of God. Listen to the word of God and take heed. Listen to the word of God and take heed. We don't want to be people who love the world and its system. The word of God says, those who love the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. We must assess ourselves. Are we of God or are we of the world? We must stop and assess ourselves, people of God. Look at verse 17 of 1 John 2. And the world is passing away. People of God, that's what Jesus said. The world will pass away. The world is now passing away. And the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. He who does the will of God abides forever. He who puts his trust in Jesus Christ abides forever. In Christ Jesus we have eternal life. So in him we abide forever. So Jesus continues to remind us to abide in me, stay in me, remain in me, abide, dwell in me. Abide in me and let my words abide in you. For he who does the will of God abides forever. Jesus is eternal. So in him we have eternal life. So people of God, we have to understand this truth. And we don't want the times to come upon us unaware. We must be aware of the season, of the times that we are living in. And we must be ready for the coming of the Master. We must be ready. Look at what Jesus say will happen. Jesus is speaking here now of the rapture. He said, then two men in verse 40 of Matthew 24, then two men will be in the field and one will be taken and the other left. So we might be going around and two of us going around, good friends, but one is committed to Christ, one is uncommitted. And in the time when Christ is coming back for his people, He tells us two will be in the field and one will be taken and the other left. One is ready to go with the Master. Those who are alive and remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. 1 Thessalonians 4. People of God, we have to read the word and understand it. So two men will be in the field and one will be taken and the other left. Why? The other wasn't ready. The other one was not committed to Christ. So he can't be going up. There's no power to take him up. He has received Christ Jesus. He cannot go up. Look on verse 41. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and the other left. Jesus is speaking here of the rapture. One will be raptured away and the other left. One was ready and the other wasn't ready. People of God, we have to be in a state of readiness. We have to be in a state of readiness. One was ready, one wasn't ready. So look on what verse 42 said. Watch therefore. Watch, church of God. Watch therefore. For you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Watch. Be on the alert, church of God. Be looking out for his coming. Understand the signs of the times and be ready. Watch therefore. For you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. People of God, if we have known the hour, we would be prepared even a few minutes before that hour come. But we don't know the minute nor the hour when God is putting in his appearance. So we must be ready at all times. We must be ready. We must be alert to the signs of the times and prepare for our Lord and Master Jesus Christ. For we do not know the exact date of his coming. He said not even the angels in heaven know. So we must be ready. We must be in a state of readiness, people of God. You will hear me repeat that over and over and over again. The Lord is speaking to us. He's at the door. He said it. I'm at the door. He's so close. People of God, we see all the signs that he already spoke about happening all around us. And yet still we are going about our business and not concerned about our souls. Something is wrong. People of God, let us come to that place of understanding that we must be ready. It must be well with our souls. Look at verse 43. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken in. People of God, if the householder, if the master of the house, if the head of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched. What was Jesus saying? And not allow his house to be broken into. People of God, when a thief is coming, he doesn't send forth warning. He doesn't call the owner of the house and say, I'm coming over to break your house. Then people of God, if the thief was the person who would do that, then that thief wouldn't be right in his mind. A thief is coming to kill, to steal and destroy. So he wouldn't alert the homeowner. No. So Jesus is saying to us, but know this, that if the master of the house had known, he had no clue that the thief was coming. The thief comes at a time when he wasn't even expecting. He might have been deep in his sleep. But if he had known the time of the coming of the thief, he would have watched and not allow his house to be broken into. But we know the signs of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us the signs of his coming. So we are at a place, people of God, where we have to make some decisions. Because Christ has already forewarned us of all the things that will be taking place before he arrives. So we know. But he said, I'm going to come as a thief in the night. The exact time and date, you don't know. But we know he's coming because he has given us the signs of his coming. So we should be ready, people of God. Not getting ready. The homeowner did not know the thief was coming. So he was asleep. He wasn't prepared for the thief. And the thief came in and broken into his house. And ransacked his house and do all the evil things. So we as God's people must be aware of the signs of the times and be ready for the coming of the Master. Look on verse 44 of Matthew 24. Therefore, Jesus said, because you know the signs, be ready. Therefore, be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Therefore, be ready, Church of God, for the Son of Man is coming. Jesus is coming at an hour you do not expect. So be ready. Be in a state of readiness, Church of God. Be ready for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming at an hour that you do not expect. The Word of God tells us in 1 John 3:2-3. He said, "Beloved, know we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, when he is come, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is." Look at verse 3 of 1 John 3, people of God. "And everyone who has this hope in him," if we have the hope of seeing Jesus and being with him and being like him, if we have this hope, John said, "purify himself just as Christ is pure." We are called to live a life of purity. We are called, people of God, to come out from among the world and be separate unto God. We are called to be like Jesus. John said, "and everyone who has this hope in him." Do we have this hope of seeing Christ, of being with him? Are we expecting him, people of God? Are we living each day expecting his return? Then we would live a life of purity. What happens is that the Church of God has been distracted. We have not been looking for his coming. So we live anyhow. And we think that that is what God requires. No, he requires of us to live with a pure heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. People of God, the Word of God tells us, John said, "and everyone who has this hope in him," if we have this hope of seeing Christ, of being with him forever, we purify ourselves. Ask the Holy Spirit to purify us, to create in us clean hearts. Just as Christ is pure, we must want to be like our Master. We must want to be pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We want to see him, people of God. We want to see Jesus. We want to be with him forever. So we pray today that the Holy Spirit will come and wash us and cleanse us and make us pure and maintain that purity so that we will be ready for the Master's coming. Are you ready today? God is asking the question, are you ready? We must be ready and waiting for the Master. And everyone who has this hope, everyone who is expecting Jesus, purifies himself. Live a life of purity before God, just as Christ is pure. God bless you all. We'll stop here this evening, and we will continue next week from verse 44. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're calling your people to a state of readiness. We pray, O Holy Spirit of God, that you will purify us. Almighty God, purge us with hyssop, and we shall be clean. Wash us, and we shall be whiter than snow. Make us, O God Almighty, fit and ready for your coming. Lord, we thank you again for doing the work in us that we can't humanly do. So we rest assured, O God, we surrender all to you. We yield to you, Holy Ghost. Do the work in us and purify our hearts and minds so that we can live that life holy before you. Father, we bless you and we look to you, O God, and make us ready for your coming, Jesus, we pray, as we look to you by faith in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you all this evening. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Blessings to all. Amen and amen. In the Lord is
love. Reproofs of instruction. Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible teaching ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.